I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Congress is considering a massive overhaul to the nation's immigration policy, one which could create a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. And that calls to mind the biggest single-site workplace raid in our country's history. It took place 5 years ago this month when hundreds of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents raided the nation's largest kosher slaughterhouse in Postville, Iowa. Nearly 400 plant workers, most of them undocumented immigrants from Guatemala and Mexico, were arrested. 300 were jailed for months before being deported. Filmmaker Luis Argueta made a documentary about it called Abused, the Postville Raid. I asked him why he chose the Agriprocessors, Inc. slaughterhouse as the setting for his film.
Well, you know, this was the largest kosher meatpacking plant in the country. And I think it really exemplifies the role of immigrants in food production in this country. And I say that anybody who doesn't kill their own cattle or makes their own vegetables, grows their own vegetables, is complicit in the situation that we have in this country today.
And talk a little bit more about that.
Every time we go to the supermarket, we buy lettuce that is cut by undocumented immigrants' hands. Every time we stay at a hotel, we have beds made by people who don't have authorization to be here. People leave their kids with people without proper documentation. So immigrant workers are definitely part of our everyday life when we sit to eat.
When you were making Postville, did the workers talk to you a lot about the conditions of working in that plant?
At the beginning, no. It was hard for them to open up. You know, but finally, they began telling me, you know, we would be pushed, we would be called names, we would be made to work really fast. They did not engage in the actual killing because that is reserved for people who are certified, but they would clean and eviscerate the cattle and the chickens and quarter them and pack them. And it was extremely fast, extremely dirty, very bloody, and very risky because they were working very sharp knives that they had to sharpen as they were doing the work.
And talk about your next film, which is also related to Postville.
Yes, because of my work accompanying these people after the raid and because I went back so many times to Guatemala and took pictures and letters, and I helped bring back 7 material witnesses to a child labor violations trial in Iowa, I saw the transformation of their lives, as well as the transformation in the lives of people who supported them. And so my new film is about this journey.
Luis Argueta's new documentary is called The U-Turn. He hopes to release it by the end of the year. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.